This is the Key English Test, Paper 2, Listening. Test number 1. There are 5 parts to the test. Parts 1, 2, 3. You will hear each conversation twice. There is one question for each conversation. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick under the right answer. Here is an example. How many people were at the meeting?
Were there many people at the meeting?
About 30.
That's not many.
No, but more than last time.
The answer is 30, so there is a tick in box C. Now we are ready to start. Look at question 1. One. What will they eat for dinner this evening?
What do you want for dinner this evening, Maria? We could have pizza or chicken.
What about fish? I had a pizza last night.
Okay, that's easy to cook.
Good.
Now listen again.
What do you want for dinner this evening, Maria? We could have pizza or chicken.
What about fish? I had a pizza last night.
Okay, that's easy to cook.
Good.
Two. What time is it?
Have you got the right time? I think my watch is wrong.
It's 2:30.
Ah, my watch says 20 past.
Well, it's 10 minutes slow then.
Now listen again.
Have you got the right time? I think my watch is wrong.
It's 2:30.
Ah, my watch says 20 past.
Well, it's 10 minutes slow then.
Three. What's Michelle going to read?
Can I read your newspaper, Michelle?
Didn't you bring a book with you?
Yes, but it's not very interesting.
Oh, here you are. I'll read this letter from John.
Now listen again.
Can I read your newspaper, Michelle?
Didn't you bring a book with you?
Yes, but it's not very interesting.
Oh, here you are. I'll read this letter from John.
Four. How much did the tickets cost?
Oh, hi. Did you have a good time at the theatre last night?
Well, the play was excellent, but the tickets cost $90 each.
That's not too bad if the play was good.
No, perhaps you're right.
Now listen again.
Oh, hi. Did you have a good time at the theatre last night?
Well, the play was excellent, but the tickets cost $90 each.
That's not too bad if the play was good.
No, perhaps you're right.
5. Where is the chemist's?
Excuse me, can you tell me where the chemist's is, please?
Just a moment. Oh, yes, it's past the post office, next to a big supermarket.
Is it far from here?
No, just 2 minutes' walk. Now listen again.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the chemist's is, please?
Just a moment. Oh, yes, it's past the post office, next to a big supermarket.
Is it far from here?
No, just 2 minutes' walk. This is the end of part one. Now look at part two. Listen to Kate telling Emma about her family. Where is each person going today? For questions 6 to 10, write a letter, A to H, next to each person. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hi, Kate. What about a game of tennis sometime?
I'd like to, Emma, but not today. I'm really busy.
What are you doing?
Sam's got toothache, so I'm going to take him to the dentist this morning.
Oh, dear.
And then Mother's going to the hairdresser this afternoon, and I said I would drive her home afterwards. Then, after school, Tanya wants me to help her buy some new shoes. She doesn't like shopping alone.
My daughter doesn't either. You're going to the concert this evening, aren't you?
I'm afraid not. But Len loves classical music, so he'll go.
Oh, good. By the way, has Tom started driving yet?
He's having his first lesson today. He's going to the driving school at lunchtime. He's really excited about it.
I'm sure he is. How's your father? Does he still play golf?
No, not anymore. But he's started learning Spanish. Actually, he's got a class this evening.
Good for him. Well, perhaps we can go to the tennis club tomorrow.
Yes, okay.
Now listen again.
Hi, Kate. What about a game of tennis sometime?
I'd like to, Emma, but not today. I'm really busy.
What are you doing?
Sam's got toothache, so I'm going to take him to the dentist this morning.
Oh, dear.
And then Mother's going to the hairdresser this afternoon, and I said I would drive her home afterwards. Then, after school, Tanya wants me to help her buy some new shoes. She doesn't like shopping alone.
My daughter doesn't either. You're going to the concert this evening, aren't you?
I'm afraid not. But Len loves classical music, so he'll go.
Oh, good. By the way, has Tom started driving yet?
He's having his first lesson today. He's going to the driving school at lunchtime. He's really excited about it.
I'm sure he is. How's your father? Does he still play golf?
No, not anymore. But he's started learning Spanish. Actually, he's got a class this evening.
Good for him. Well, perhaps we can go to the tennis club tomorrow.
Yes, okay.
It's the end of part two. Now we come to part three.
You will hear a recorded message about hotels in the national park. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You will hear the recording twice.
Thank you for calling the National Park Hotel Information Line. We're going to tell you about accommodation in Upton, Lakeside and Loughton. First in Upton is the three-star country house hotel, the Marston Hotel, which is in a wonderful position and is especially suitable if you enjoy walking. A double room will cost from £158, including meals. You can request a picnic lunch if you're going out on the hills all day. The phone number to ring is 0196 55469. Our second choice in Upton is the Bristol Hotel, a one-star hotel with just 7 rooms and set in its own pleasant gardens. A double room here is between £70 and £90, with dinner included. The phone number is 0196 55592. It's good value, but please note they are closed in January. In Lakeside is the two-star Ferndale Hotel. There are 15 rooms here, and the hotel is on a hill with a wonderful view of the lake. A double room here will cost from £130 to £220, although that does include use of the tennis courts. The phone number for the Ferndale at Lakeside is 0196 622635. The last of our national park selection is at Loughton, just 7 miles south of Lakeside. Here, we recommend the three-star Fir Trees Hotel, which has already won 2 prizes for its English cooking. It has 20 rooms in all and is in a good position for touring in the national park. A double room will cost £185 a night. The phone number is 01786 481 601. Thank you for calling the National Park Hotel Information Line.
Now listen again.
Thank you for calling the National Park Hotel Information Line. We're going to tell you about accommodation in Upton, Lakeside and Loughton. First in Upton is the three-star country house hotel, the Marston Hotel, which is in a wonderful position and is especially suitable if you enjoy walking. A double room will cost from £158, including meals. You can request a picnic lunch if you're going out on the hills all day. The phone number to ring is 0196 55469. Our second choice in Upton is the Bristol Hotel, a one-star hotel with just 7 rooms and set in its own pleasant gardens. A double room here is between £70 and £90, with dinner included. The phone number is 0196 55592. It's good value, but please note they are closed in January. In Lakeside is the two-star Ferndale Hotel. There are 15 rooms here, and the hotel is on a hill with a wonderful view of the lake. A double room here will cost from £130 to £220, although that does include use of the tennis courts. The phone number for the Ferndale at Lakeside is 0196 622635. The last of our national park selection is at Loughton, just 7 miles south of Lakeside. Here, we recommend the three-star Fir Trees Hotel, which has already won 2 prizes for its English cooking. It has 20 rooms in all and is in a good position for touring in the national park. A double room will cost £185 a night. The phone number is 01786 481 601. Thank you for calling the National Park Hotel Information Line.
It's the end of listening test.